As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
So sad.
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM, a broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. This is Femme Concept. We are here every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., bringing you the freshest, best, new, and old FemCon tracks. That track that we started out with was a brand new one from Jenny Vall. That track was called Female Vampire, and it is off of her forthcoming album called Blood Bitch, which will be out, I'm not sure when, in a few months, I'm sure, sometime. Anyways, great, great track. Very excited to hear the rest of that album after hearing that one. Her last album, Apocalypse Girl, was also very fantastic. In case you are a brand new listener tuning in today, my name is Eleanor. I am one of the hosts of this show. My regular host, co-host Erica, is gone for the summer, so I've enlisted a bunch of different guest hosts to you know, keep things interesting and exciting. And I have very special guest hosts in the studio today. Would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Emily Fraser, and Eleanor is my daughter.
Yeah, it's my mom. Got a mom, a slightly mom core show planned today. It's going to be great. I mean that in the best way possible. cool. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You were here because I graduated from university yesterday. Yep.
It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty fancy. Mm-hmm. Did it seem a lot different from your graduation from UVic?
Seemed a lot smaller.
Really?
Yes.
Like less students?
Fewer students.
Interesting.
Than my undergraduate degree.
Interesting. But maybe at UVic they just grouped more people together.
I'm thinking so. And there was more at my master's ceremony too.
Really?
Bigger venue, I think.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, there you go. Fun times for all. Okay. Well, we're going to play some more music as I always do on this show. We'll get to some of the picks that you made in a little bit, and we'll talk about those. I'm going to play a track from a band that I love who are playing in Vancouver tonight. This band is called La Luz. They are originally from Seattle, but they recently relocated to LA because I think they're trying to make it big, which I am in full support of. It's for women making really fantastic surf rock, and you don't hear that a lot in this present day. This track is called Don't Wanna Be Anywhere, and it's off of their most recent album, which I am forgetting the name of. I'll tell you when we come back, but anyways, this is Don't Wanna Be Anywhere by La Luz.
Thank you.
That was the track Chiming of Bells by Knife Pleats off of their album Hat Bark Beach, which came out back in September of 2015 on Lost Sound Tapes. They are a Vancouver-based band, a really fantastic one, featuring Rose Melberg, who has been in a lot of other really great bands in the city over the last long time. I'm not sure how many years, but a lot of years. And before that, it was the track I Don't Want to Be Anywhere by La Luz off of their album Weirdo Shrine. And they, both of those bands, are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret tonight with the another band called Sick Sad World. There are still tickets available for that, I think, online and at the door. If you haven't seen any of these bands before, I would definitely recommend going to check them out because it's going to be a good one. If you are just joining us, you are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. And my name is Eleanor, and I'm joined by my mom.
Emily.
Yes, just hanging out. She's my guest host today, and she's picked some music. We're going to play a few things that you wanted to play on the radio, but first, why don't you, because you are probably the number one fan of this show, and you've heard me say this so many times now, why don't you define for our lovely listeners what FemCon is?
FemCon is at least two of the four following attributes for a piece of music. It must be written by, composed by, produced by, and or performed by women.
Yes. Two of those four categories have to be fulfilled. And that is what we play 100% on this show all the time. Because we think it's really important to do that. And so does CITR in general. So it's not like it's just us. We are in very good company. So when you knew you were going to come guest host my show, you put together some musical picks for me, and you said you had an interesting experience doing that.
So it was difficult to find music, going back into the past especially, by female artists that I liked that was also produced by women. Mm-hmm. I think what comes to mind, Bonnie Raitt was one that does produce her own. And Farron may have done some of her own producing too, mm-hmm. but most of the rest not. So lots composing, lots performing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of my favorite female musicians who are pretty mainstream, they also sang other people's songs more than their own songs, which was interesting.
Yeah. Is that something that you had thought about before you put before you were looking for stuff?
I never really thought about the producing part.
Yeah. Well, there's not very many female producers. Well, there are, but especially not, it's something that's happening more and more now, as opposed to, I had imagined a lot of the music you were listening to growing up, almost none of it was probably produced by women. Well, that's okay. It's getting better every day. So, you know, something to watch out for. The first track that we're going to play that you chose is by someone named Corrine?
Yes.
Corrine Polwart?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about her?
So I first heard her 2 years ago at the Vancouver Folk Festival.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the musicians playing a variety of stages. And then because Joan Baez was ill, Corrine Polwart took the main stage on Saturday night instead of Joan Baez.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the song one of the songs you chose, I think, is one about Donald Trump. That she talks about a farmer whose land is now cut off from access is cut off from the ocean where because the golf course is between him and the water.
Mm.
And one of the big Scotch companies in Scotland gives an award, or the people vote for the best Scottish person. And that particular farmer won the award that year. So that was the story she told.
Nice.
And then I think what she also said was then Trump immediately took that particular brand of scotch out of all of his hotels.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But you know what? That particular brand of scotch sold more bottles that day than any other day.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Jeez. Well, that's good. Solidarity. Okay, yeah. So this track is called Better Things. and is off of a 2008 album called The Earthly Spell, and it's a live version, so it might be a little bit shaky, but I'm sure it will be good just the same.
A bullet in a bully's pocket. So mesmerized by particles, we disregard the articles, the ones we wrote to keep the peace, sullied now in blood and greed and grease. Is this the best that we can do?
It's a quiet street in someone's town. On strangers' feet I mark my ground. I trace my circles round and round. I'm sworn to find me in a party scene, and I just got loose. It's my devil's luck to be introduced to one who takes their shape like you. It unbinds me. Got a flat top six dressed in steel strings, and I don't have you. You wouldn't like the life, and I couldn't want you to. There's a secret in this solitude. As my love unfolds, I find it's often crude. I call you late and my words intrude, and I have faltered.
But the miles don't shrink by telephone. The crackling wire becomes our home. I tell you I'm okay alone, and then I wonder. I've got towns ahead and shows behind, and I won't be lost. I join my name on that solid line, and it always costs. But it takes my time, and it fills my mind, and it feeds the ghost of memories in the quiet heat. When our words were trim and our hope was neat, we said our purpose here was to be complete with I want you. It's a woman's dream, this autonomy, where the lines connect and the point stays free. We said passion as an open sea would only haunt you. I watched the last cab turn its headlights down to the day's sunrise. I must have wanted you in every town, and it's no surprise that one alone don't sit you down by my love eyes. Need we said our purpose here was to be complete with I want you.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, would you please welcome the Weird Sisters?
I was a shy and lonely girl with the heavens in my eyes, and as I walked along the lane, I heard the echoes of her cries. I cannot fight, I cannot a warrior be. It's not my nature nor my teaching, it is the womanhood in me. I was a lost and angry youth, there were no tears in my eyes. I saw no justice in my world, only the echoes of her cries. I cannot fight, I cannot a warrior be. It's not my nature nor my teaching, it is the womanhood in me. I am an older woman now, and I will heed my own cries, and I will a fierce warrior be, till not another
I can and will fight
a war.
is my nature and my duty. It is the womanhood in me.
I can and will fight.
They order me. It is my nature and my duty. It is the sister.
That was the song Warrior from a live performance by the Weird Sisters. And that performance was from a Red River Relief concert in Winnipeg, which is where they're from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're tuned into Femme Concept with Eleanor and Emily, my mother, my co-host today. You picked the last few songs, so let's talk about them. The Weird Sisters, they are from their Canadian band. From where?
Winnipeg, I believe.
Okay. And how long have you listened to them for?
Oh, probably 10, 15 years.
Wow, nice.
The CDs that I found were actually your Auntie Linda's CDs.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Your sister.
So I first heard that song in January or February. I went to a concert where I live, and the choir, all women, they came back out onto the stage where they were singing, and they all had their backs to us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an elder from the Shuswap band beating her drum.
Mm-hmm.
And they started singing in groups. And as they sang their each verse, they turned around and faced the audience. It was super, super powerful. I had not remembered that song or heard it. It was visceral, like it just went right into you. I thought it was a beautiful piece.
That's really cool. Before that, we heard a track from an artist named Farron called Our Purpose Here, and that was a little bit of a throwback. I think that came out in
the 80s, 70s,
or 80s. It was from an album called Testimony that came out in 1980.
Yes.
So 25 years ago?
I had that album.
26 years ago.
Had the album, had
you
the,
have the,
had
you
the tape.
The vinyl?
Or yeah. The CD? Oh, yeah, I had the vinyl.
Nice. You still have it?
Probably.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And you said you listened to her a lot.
A lot.
Up?
I don't remember how I found her.
Mm-hmm.
It's so long ago. Probably someone in Powell River where I was living at the time. Probably.
Nice. How old were
introduced
you?
Me in 1980. I would have been 23.
Wow. 24. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's also Canadian,
she
right?
She is. I think, believe she lives in the San Juan Islands now, in Washington State. But yes, she is Canadian.
From Canada.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen her live, but some of my friends have seen her live.
Nice. Yeah, she used to be based in Vancouver, and apparently in the 70s and 80s, she made her own little record label called Lucy Records that released her own albums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it says, she was born in Toronto, but she grew up in Richmond. Cool.
There you go.
Yeah. And at the top of that set, it was a track from Corinne Polwart called Better Things. And that was also live. Nice folk song. You said you saw her at the folk festival a few years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
First music. She has lots of political, involved music.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
She lives in Scotland.
Oh, nice. Who are you excited to see at the Folk Festival this year?
I haven't seen the McGarrigle Sisters, the Kate Nana's, or their daughter, who is
she's a performer too?
Wainwright, the Wainwright Sisters.
Oh, nice.
So they're singing, and someone else, I can't remember who, that I saw. I love how they put their playlist on their website so you can listen to all the music and so figure out who you want to sit with when you're not trying to figure out how to get in the shade if it's hot. The
nice.
Best part is when all the bands mash up, though. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
That tractor guy's coming back again. The one that we saw Sunday morning when we went 2 years ago and you joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the Korean band and another couple of bands. And there was the band from Australia. And they had the song about Elvis. They were super raucous and super funny.
Nice.
They're back.
Nice. That's exciting.
Harry Tractor, somebody, his name is, I think. Nice. So good, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a great weekend. CITR supports that festival every year, and that's happening in July, I think, right?
July the 15th, 16th, somewhere around there.
Mm, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Well, thank you for those selections. Maybe we'll play a couple more, depending on how much time we have left. But we're going to turn now to some, well, actually, it's still kind of in the same vein. A newer track from, or sorry, it's not, or it is, it's, okay, that's a, just going to rewind, start that again. It's not a newer track, but it's from an album that's not out yet. Song is called Stare Down the Barrel of Today, and it's by a band called The Highest Order, and they are currently based out of Toronto. They have members of a few different bands, probably most notably Simone Schmidt, who is also a member of Fiverr, and she's a really impressive singer-songwriter, just really striking voice. And it's really cool, actually. They just in the last week did a release of their new album on exclusively on campus and community radio stations across the country, which is something that doesn't happen a lot with album releases. But for the members of the band, they said that they feel as though a lot of the internet releases kind of there's a lack of this sense of community and this a sense of attention and like carefulness in a lot of the curation that goes on the internet. Whereas with the DJs that you get on campus and community radio stations, pay a little bit more attention and they take a little bit more care in what they're playing, which I might be biased, but I tend to agree with that perspective. So yeah, this is a track, Stare Down the Barrel of Today by The Highest Order.
Decision. Brought to you in living color. attention non-reptilian life. Timbre Concerts, Levitation Fest, and CITR present King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Dead Ghosts and the Pretties this May 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. King Gizzard is touring in support of new album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. This show is completely
sold out.
But you can learn more about these dark rites at KingGizzardandTheLizardWizard.com or learn more about upcoming shows at TimbreConcerts.com.
Rower Derby is the epic, full-contact sport with 10 women skating at 30 kilometers an hour, and your favorite Terminal City Roller Girls season has started. They've got games on May 7th and 28th, and the semis are on June 18th. It's all wrapping up with the finals on July 9th, so come on out for the hits, the points, and the bruises, and cheer on your team. Check out tcrg.ca for times and locations.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
All right, you just heard the track Smile by Jackie Lynn, which is a new project by Haley Four, whom you probably know as Circuit des Yeux des Yeux. That is kind of like this weird electronic country album that she put out under this kind of new identity, Jackie Lynn. It's great. I really like it. And before that, it was the track Stare Down the Barrel of Today by The Highest Order, who are a band from Toronto. And they are actually playing in Vancouver at the end of the month. They're playing the album release show for Twin River, I think, on June 30th. So if you liked that, you can check them out in about a month's time. Okay. We're almost at the end of the show here, Femme Concept, but stay tuned in. We've got Radio Zero up next and then Nardwuar at 3:30, so don't go anywhere. Lots of good stuff coming your way. Today was a nice show. Had my mom as a co-host. What do you think so far? Is it exactly what you thought it would be like?
It's very relaxed.
Yeah. Well, when you've been doing this for a year and a half, it kind of becomes that way, but we still make lots of mistakes. I make lots of mistakes still. That's okay. That's why I'm at a campus community radio station and not the CBC.
But you see, we don't know the mistakes when we're listening.
Yeah, I guess so. Nope. That's the beauty of radio. That's nobody right. Can see you. Hee hee. Cool. Well, we got a few more tracks to play. Some of you hopefully know next week is Music Waste, the best weekend of the summer, in my humble opinion. Thursday night, we have a big show kickoff happening at Fortune Sound Club. There's going to be 3 stages, 11 bands, an art show, all for the low price of $5. You can't go wrong. So there's going to be a Hockey Dad Records stage on the main floor of Fortune, and I'm going to play one of the bands who is playing on that stage. They're called Fuzzy P. This track is called The Weaving. And after that, we're going to hear a track by the Courtneys. They are not playing, unfortunately, but a new project called Gum Country will be playing, and it features members of the Courtneys. All right, so this is The Weaving by Fuzzy P.
I don't speak carpet.
language. It tells me things I shouldn't know. On the floor, on the walls, the ceiling, the colors. Oh, the colors.
All right, that was Casey Reeves by The Courtneys off of their album from 2013. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We got one more track for you. It's by Savages, and it's called Adore. And they are playing at the Imperial tonight, but it is unfortunately sold out. So if you don't have tickets yet, you snooze, you lose, I guess. Yeah, thanks for coming, Mom.
Thanks for inviting me. This
thanks
has been
for
great
being
fun.
Femme Concept's number one fan.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, this is Adore. Hope everybody has a great weekend. and I will see you all at Music Waste next weekend.
I adore life.